Good morning. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. We are broadcasting from the Hudson studio. This is Now Boarding with Jim and Dan. Here I am. Spring has finally arrived. It's been a long time coming. 3 weeks ago, our last airing, we were still in the bitter grips of winter, and Jimmy was in the hot, humid heat of his tropical paradise in Singapore. Isn't that right, Jim?
Well, Dan, a tropical paradise, that sounds quite nice, and I can confirm that is correct. How is the weather there these days? Is it still quite freezing, or are you guys finally starting to see spring come around?
No, spring has come around just probably the last week or so. I just returned from D.C. as of 1 week ago, approximately right to the hour, Jim. The first wave of spring rains were upon us last weekend for about 2 days. Got drenched in D.C. as well. We got drenched here in the northeast around Hudson area in Columbia County. And now the sun's breaking through. So hopefully after the flood, all the colors came out. We'll come out.
Very nice, Dan. Very nice. That's great. And you recently went to Washington, D.C., you mentioned.
Yeah. Left last, let's see, about 10 days ago, end of March, on about that Friday morning, went right into the rain, down Interstate 95. 350 miles traveling later, arrived in Crystal City, got a hotel, and then went to go visit my friend who I met traveling 7 years ago in Morocco. So full circles come all together, you know?
Yeah, so is this the same guy who also went with you to Barcelona last year?
Exactamundo, Jim. And speaking of Barcelona, you have some... that's the subject for today's show, isn't it?
We have many subjects to cover today. We're going to talk about your Washington, D.C. trip. I'm going to talk about how I started watching the TV show House of Cards, and also Scandal, which has to do specifically with Washington, D.C. And I'm actually broadcasting live from a friend's apartment, a friend's flat here in Singapore. And he is from Barcelona. He is very Catalonian. And I'm going to have him on the air. And in addition, I have my first New York visitor to Singapore is also here with me today, so we'll have them on the air as well. So wow. We have a big show today, Dan. It's going to be big.
That sounds great. It's amazing, Jim, how these dots seem to connect. I mean, if you were to look at our Tacitum map that we have of where we've been and where our listeners and guests have been, it just seems that there's a web of connections. It's incredible. Which today, your testament of in Singapore, New York, and Barcelona, right there.
And we've already linked you to my friend here, and you know, you obviously have no idea who he even is. So I mean, that is how traveling can be so awesome. You know, you and I, we love traveling. And here, you know, we already linked a common person through just two links. It's that easy sometimes, and traveling can do that, and that's why. We're here talking about traveling and encouraging everyone to get off their butts and go travel.
Well, exactly right. And we have to say that you are a very attractive figure, Jim. You have a very attractive force about you. It's like a gravitational pull. So, you know, traveling's great. And you, I mean, usually when you're traveling, it doesn't necessarily happen after the first day, but on day two, there seems to be people trailing on your heels, and then day three, you have an entourage, which is more or less what you have there in Singapore from people halfway around the world.
Dan, that's what I do. I mean, I'm in sales role right now, so obviously I'm where I belong, and I may have another major announcement coming up soon, but until then, Dan, before we get into... My friend here, actually one of my best friends here in Singapore from Barcelona, and also our good friend Will, who you also know, who's here, my first visitor from New York. Before we get into them, let's discuss your trip to Washington, D.C. Now, I've recently been watching two TV shows, House of Cards and also Scandal, which they both are based in the Washington, D.C. area, very sleazy shows, and they want to go into, like, the politics of the United States. Did you get into any of that while you were there? How was your trip?
Jim, I was rather apolitical on this trip. I didn't want to be whatsoever involved in any politics. There was one subject of politics that came up from me, my girlfriend, and my buddy Jared talking about, and it wasn't a good conversation. So I offered that they buy the next round if I had won the argument. And it was a stalemate. So everyone just paid their own round that after that. So I wasn't going, you know, that's how it went, especially in that for this trip.
So Dan, can we confirm that you will not be announcing your candidacy for governor of New York today?
Jim, when you get on a ticket, I might get on a ticket myself. But until then, there's no. There's no aspirations to any bureaucratic office. Anyway, my trip to D.C., it was supposed to have taken place in the D.C. Cherry Blossom Festival this time of the year, occurring in D.C., Jim, in which around late March till about mid-April, the cherry blossoms are blooming, and it's quite beautiful. I was there probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I took a similar trip. The transit was by Amtrak then. This time we took on the road from a rental that we got from Albany Airport. And it was different in that my previous trip was filled with sunshine. It was still late March, almost the same days. And this one was just drenched with rain. But it wasn't bad. We walked around the mall, the grounds of between the White House to the monument and then Capitol Hill, and then we went to the Botanical Gardens, which was very nice. Saw some species of vegetation there that are right around you in South Asia. And then from there we went to the Dubliner to get our first pint. And continued our tour, our walking through the rain that day.
They have a Dubliner in Washington, D.C.
Yes. Yes.
They also have one here right in Singapore, actually. I'm sure they're not affiliated or not related, but there is one here as well.
Oh, yeah, that's, I know. It's amazing how those Irish bars just pop up everywhere.
Now, being an Irish establishment, just a quick side note. Did you have a Guinness, or what did you drink?
No, I had some Star IPA beer. I think I had it there. It was the same place that I went when I was there the last time, actually. I believe it's right outside.
Because you're a Star, you drank some Star beer.
Huh. Yeah, that's arguable, but... Anyway, had that. My buddy had I had this for the first time when we first went to his house on Friday. It was a Great Lakes Brewing Company beer, and that was that's quite good. Yeah, it's the first I saw them. It's quite common to see them around D.C. I hadn't seen them before, brewed out of Cleveland, Ohio. So that was good too. And then,
Dan, let me ask you, what was your favorite part about your trip to Washington, D.C.?
Let's see. I would say the Botanical Gardens. I hadn't been there before. I've been to the Smithsonian, some other museums, the Natural History Museum. They all were great when I was there previously. But, I mean, the Botanical Gardens, Jim. I'd say that was my favorite part. We also went to a Spanish restaurant at the tail end of our pub crawl, and we got some tapas there, and that was probably the highlight in terms of the cuisine.
Okay, now let me ask Dan. Now, this obviously is not your first time in Washington, D.C. Now, myself, I've driven through Washington, D.C. several times. I've never stopped. I've seen, certain things in Washington, the Capitol building. I've not seen the White House, but just driving by, I've seen the one thing there, the monument. That's really it. I've not stopped there ever. You've been there multiple times. Now, you're saying this time your favorite thing was the Botanical Gardens, but if any of our viewers are listening, and even for myself, what would you recommend that you have to see in Washington, D.C., if you're a first-time traveler there?
That's a good question. My favorite thing to do, really, Jim, is simply walk around the entire Washington Mall. The public space there and the pedestrian lanes, the sidewalks, not only are they expansive, wide, very manageable, very pedestrian friendly, but they're quite beautiful in their layout. Different aggregate used for the surface of the different walking areas. It's a very nice detail and arrangement. And really, it's the common spaces, the greens, just from the monument to the White House to the Capitol. It's pretty beautiful. Just taking all of that in, the outside, the ambience. There's festivals there from which my friends set in the summer, in which they have concerts, free concerts, and they have food trucks all around those spaces. So that's what I would say. I would stay outside as opposed to going indoors anywhere.
Okay, you are a very outdoors man, and it makes sense. But so the thing, just explore the whole Capitol area, go out, see the buildings. You've yet to be in the Oval Office, Dan, or what? You're the kind of guy who I can see you talking to Mr. Obama. Have you ever? You've obviously seen the White House. You've not taken a tour inside, or have you?
No, I have not, Jim. I don't know when that day will be, but perhaps it will come, just as the day that you march into an Olympic stadium, part of the, not the luge team, but the, what is it? The curling team?
Curling team, yes, correct.
I do make
a push in 2018. If I'm still alive, I will be on the team, correct.
All right. Well, maybe that might just be the year, Jim. Maybe we'll walk into the office together somehow. So,
if you're good at sweeping, I could definitely. We need a sweeper right now, and if you want to be on the team, we'll see what I can do.
Very nice. Well, anyway, yeah. In terms of interior DC. I really don't have that great of a grasp on it, or that great of, well, the Museum of Natural History. Can't put my words together, Jim. And that would probably be what I would recommend as number one in terms of inside indoor activities for DC. But my buddy lives on DuPont Circle, which is more or less where about 8 streets go out from, in somewhat of a sunshine sort of broadcast kind of detail, Jim. And there's embassies all around. It's probably one of the top 3 in-demand neighborhoods of D.C. And he has this beautiful condo unit, which he and his wife had bought, about 12-foot-high ceilings. And that was, talk about a great place. It has bars and restaurants and just a buzz with activity around that area. So, but that's not an attraction. That's just some neighborhood that I've come to know. I'd recommend there if you want to get out and about.
It sounds very interesting. It sounds like my kind of territory, Dan.
Oh, definitely. If there's a path where it leads to a bar, leads to debauchery, leads to a den of Yeah, of debauchery. Then that's your region, Jim. That's all. It's all for you.
You know me. I'm not going to comment any further on your statement. I will say we recently, so my good friend Will from New York is here with me today, visiting my first New York visitor to Singapore. He's a guy who was actually a former colleague of mine. He then went and taught English in Korea, South Korea, for 2 years. And he went back to the U.S. Back in November, and currently he is... You know, he didn't get to see Southeast Asia that much when he was living in South Korea. So he decided he wanted to take a 2 month trek through Southeast Asia. And that's where he is today. And today he is here with me in Singapore. He is not right next to the bar at the moment, but he should be here shortly. And at which point we're going to put him on and we'll have him discuss a little bit about his travels. I believe he's been in pretty much all over Thailand for the last month. And from here, he will go back to Thailand and to Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. So it'll be a quite interesting conversation. And we'll have him on in a few minutes. And also, we also have here, I am broadcasting live from my good friend Albert's apartment, who is from Barcelona, he's Catalonian. And I'm pretty sure you and him are going to have a pretty good conversation, Dan. He has some very interesting views that you'll quite eat it up. And you've already been to Catalonia, so you know some of the situation. And, yeah, that's what will happen probably in the second half of this hour. But until then, I want more about Washington, D.C., Dan. I mean, what else? I mean, give me the nitty-gritty. I mean, you're not really getting into the – I want some action. I want some – I mean, Washington, D.C., you think of politics. You know, I think of sleaziness. With all politicians, no offense, are sleazy. So what kind of sleaziness did you get into in Washington, D.C., Dan?
Okay, well – if we're going to talk about sleaziness, of which you really are wanting me to talk about, Jim, I guess the first, the basis for that would be our transit there, which with our rental from Albany Airport, we went down by what my girlfriend had wanted as her route with a GPS, which I would, if it were up to me, I would just crush that thing beneath my heel. And not do whatever destruction I could possibly do to it. I really came to despise it. We did get lost a couple times, and most of our time being lost, Jim, which this is where I would connect with sleaziness, and this is where, for reasons of enticement or you're driven because of the anger that you're experiencing in this area, I guess you would divert and digress to a depressive place of sleaziness, and that area, of course, is New Jersey, which we spent far too much time in. And if it were up to me, I would have went.
What someone call the armpit of America?
And it could probably be other bodily parts too, but anyway, it was. Jim, I didn't want to take that route. I did not want to go down 95 or the coastal route of which we took. I rather would have went through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And, you know, even though there's threats of encountering Sasquatch or Bigfoot via that route, I would have taken it on any time as opposed to going through Jersey. So we did that. And not only did we have to take back roads and get lost and just have to experience all of the bleakness and the grime and whatever other negative adjective I could think of that occurred there, but we got lost on our way back too in the same state. So perhaps I'm not giving this state a chance, Jim. But anyway, to get back to your question, I don't know. We stayed in Crystal City outside of D.C. for the first night and drank quite a bit. Went to my friend's house in D.C. via the Metro line. And then just went back. But got to say, the metros in D.C. are quite clean and quite organized. Man, what a difference between there and New York in terms of the subway. Jimmy?
I definitely understand. I mean, yeah, of course, but it's quite different. How long did it take you to get from Hudson to Washington, D.C., Dan?
Let's see. I would say it was 6 hours. Left around 8:30, got in around 2:45 to Crystal City.
Oh, yeah, it's fairly reasonable. It's quite close. I mean, that's the crazy thing, you know. Washington, D.C. is so close to, Hudson and so close to anyone from New York City. But it's kind of, it's not really, it's a major tourist attraction, of course. But, for me, as I said, I've driven through it many times, but I've never been, because I don't really see a reason to go until I am going for, the VP or the president of the United States, which will probably happen at some point. But, until then, I have really no inclination for me to go. And you're not announcing your governorship of New York, your candidacy today, so... maybe it's time for us to move on from the Washington, D.C. conversation.
Yeah, I don't mind. Let's move on to what you want to discuss, Jim. You got your friend from Barcelona in the vicinity, and you got Will from Greene County there too. So let's discuss some of their travels. Let's discuss some of their highlights.
I think that's a good idea, and let me put on Will for a second. Will is, as I mentioned, I already told you his background. He went to, he was teaching English in South Korea for 2 years, and he didn't really get too much into Southeast Asia, and now he is here because he's back. He wanted to get a little taste of everything. Will, why don't you tell us your thoughts of your trip? Why are you here? Will is he's very scared of the radio. It'll be quick. Come on, Albert, will you say something on the radio? They're both, I've already said the backgrounds of Will and Albert, but they're both very nervous to be on the radio tonight.
Ask Will.
With them right now. We're having a beer right now on a table on a balcony here in Singapore.
Nice.
But I don't know. Will's being very shy at the moment. Maybe we'll hop into Albert quickly.
Ask. And, okay, why don't you do this?
Why don't you start by telling me your favorite part about your trip? You went to Barcelona and Catalonia. Why don't you just give us a brief background of your trip? And I'm pretty sure Albert will be able to comment afterwards.
Let's see. I did like biking around the hills of Barcelona. Got an Orbea bike rented from some part of the city near La Sagrada Familia. There was a bike rental shop, and then took about a 50-kilometer route above the hills of Tibidabo, I believe, and then did a circuit, and that was on a beautiful day in February, probably 50-degree day, and that was quite great. As well as our trip to Montserrat, the monastery in outside of Barcelona. I believe it's like an hour outside, and we hiked that. We climbed that. That was quite impressive. How it just rises like a stone barrel out of the Catalonian countryside, Jim. We tried to hike.
Albert, we don't have to say it out loud. You can shake your head. Do you know the places that Dan is mentioning right now? He shakes his head, yes. So continue this story, Dan. They'll talk eventually, all right? They're on the alcohol, they'll talk. So
okay.
Just tell them more about your trip, and hopefully we'll hear some words out of their mouth pretty soon.
All right. And then just going around the tapas, getting different tapas at different bars, going throughout the city for that. Obviously we took in pretty standard touristic sites like the Olympic Park and Las Ramblas. Let's see. It was just Barcelona is a very, very intriguing city. I spending some time at a couple rooftops, It was quite nice to be in a location in February and enjoy the outdoors, it doesn't really happen too much, or it doesn't last if you're in the Northeast here, especially in New York. But, you know, that was we could do that in Barcelona. It was warm enough early February to do that, and to bike, of course. Yeah, and that's more or less of my take on Barcelona. We went to the Pyrenees from there. We went to Andorra, rented a car, and got out of Barcelona for about 2-3 days in Andorra, and then returned again. But yeah, I don't have anything really bad to say about Barcelona whatsoever. I highly recommend it, especially the cuisine.
You know, you're always, you're the guy who went to the Barcelona in the northern part of Spain. I went to Madrid in the southern part of Spain. Just so our viewers know that I am actually with two people, I'm not made of, but you guys just say hello. Just say hello. One word. Hello. Albert, what's up with you? Hello. Yeah, obviously I can't make that voice. Will, will you say hello?
Hola.
Whoa, he's really changing it up.
They're still very hesitant to talk.
Ask,
Albert, is there anything you want to say about Barcelona? I mean, come on, this is your moment. It's your moment to, you know, Catalonia.
Ask,
come on, is there anything you want to say? You can just say right from there. No big deal. It's, you're talking into a phone to our 3 million listeners currently. You know, 3 million people don't want to be intimidating.
Ask Albert where the best food in Spain is.
The best what?
Food in Spain. Where is the best food in Spain?
Sorry,
the best food in Spain, Jim, where is it? Because I would not say it's in Barcelona.
From Barcelona, the best
food. So Dan, you're saying that Barcelona does not have the best food in Spain, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, no, Albert, I don't know. I have to disagree. I have to disagree, of course.
We have a really nice dish called calçot. It's a really, really nice dish. It consists of basically an onion.
Uh-huh.
And you dip it in a really nice sauce. You can just do it with the barbecue. Really nice. That's the best. That's the best. What? The whole Spain.
Wow.
And did you try that? When I was in Madrid, I did not try it. Is it a dish that is in Madrid or it's more Barcelona, Catalonia?
Only in Catalonia, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's right. Did you try it then?
I can't say that I did. So, you know, my judgment is based on a 6-day trip, which obviously is a complete... I can have complete justification in making a judgment. But I trust Albert. I would love to try what he just described.
Me as well, actually. I have not heard of it until he just brought it up right now, but... also, I think we'll have to make a trip there, and maybe we'll all broadcast live from Barcelona in 2 weeks from today. No, I'm just kidding. Most likely will not happen, but maybe sometime soon, maybe in the next 6 months, and maybe we'll get you back on the airplane, and Albert's always welcome to go to Barcelona. He's invited me. I don't know if I'll still be invited after this radio show, but we'll see. Yeah, another crazy question. Albert has said some words, so we're still holding back, but both of these guys have been on the radio before, and they've had their own radio shows. Did you know that, Dan?
How's that? In which station?
So Albert, I believe you hosted a radio show in Barcelona.
That's right.
You confirmed. Little hosted a radio show back in college. I was at Jazz. It was kind of like Effie, right after I was coming up at the noontime hour. It was kind of like Effie. We did it from college every Wednesday from, like I believe it was, what was the time, Will?
1 to 3 a.m.
Ah, we're getting some more words out of these chats. Okay, they're breaking the ice. We're getting them in. This is great news, Ben.
Ask
any questions for Ian. You obviously know Will already. You've met him.
Yeah.
You don't really know Albert. You've heard me talk about Albert a lot. You know, feel free to fire away. I can't guarantee they're going to respond,
ask,
I will translate their actions.
Ask Will where the best food in Greene County is, being that he's
best
from Greene County. Excuse
best
me?
Food in Greene County, the brasserie in Greenville.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's I am discovering Greene County, Will. I've been biking around the hills of Athens as much as I can, discovering some steep climbs out that way towards the direction of Coxsackie, where I believe you're from, right?
Yeah, Coxsackie. I can't believe you've never set foot.
No,
beautiful river.
No, I've set foot there. I was there for some track and field matches and some basketball games. But I was there back in November to a place that has all different drafts. They have no conventional American, big American bear there. I think it's called the Cask and Whistle or something in Coxsackie.
Cask and Rest.
Yeah. Is that what you just said?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Cask and Rest.
Okay, that's what you said.
I've
yeah.
A few times, one or two. Well, is that the place that we went to, the one I had for the Christmas party back when we were in college together?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And for the FCC purposes, we cannot discuss further. But yeah, we have. You've been there, Dan.
Yeah, I was there in November with my buddy Mike and Amos, and it was great. Had some wings there. Yeah, so that was great. I also like Crossroads. I don't know if Will has been there, but that's delicious food and great beer on tap, too.
For their own beer there, Castle Rashers, because they have lots of different microbrews, but they don't actually brew anything there. They have Crossroads. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amazing Athens can support a brewery. They're doing well, though, I guess. And a good one. I've actually never been to Crossroads, but I've had their beer, and I know you've been to Crossroads several times.
Yeah.
I hear nothing but great news coming out of Greene County and Columbia County. We're making big moves.
Yeah.
But
now,
Bill and I are not in either county because we are here in Singapore.
Sweet.
Southeast Asia.
Ask Albert, Jim, who is going to win this year's World Cup? Will it be the defending champions?
The World Cup, who will win the World Cup? Not Spain. I'm saying not Spain.
How is that? They won the last World Cup. They're killer athletes. I mean...
We won the last one, but I think maybe Germany. Germany's the one, yeah.
Okay, all right. Is he a fan of La Roja?
In your opinion, who will win the World Cup this year?
The U.S., Jim. The American.
I agree. I 100%. Albert has now left the room. He is completely... I don't know if he's going to be my friend anymore after this. He is quite angry with your statement. Complete rubbish. Words he cannot say over the air. But I also agree, yes, the U.S. will agree with...
Yeah.
I bet Montenegro's first child's life in the wagering table, Montenegro.
Yeah. Wow!
Bosnia
wow.
Montenegro.
You heard it first here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Montenegro.
Wow.
That is a statement there, Dan. Is it not?
Yeah, that's a dark horse, if I would say there is one, Jim. Does Will have ethnicity from that area? Why is he saying this place?
I believe Will is 110% American. maybe some background in other countries like us. But yeah, why Montenegro?
I had a dream, and when I woke up, I was completely convinced Montenegro.
Many people have had a dream before. I mean, maybe Will is the modern day Martin Luther. It's all possible.
The modern day Martin Luther. Now, can you explain that statement, Jim? What does that mean? Nostradamus, you mean?
I will immediately change the subject. Oh, we have Albert back, and he's come back. He might be very furious. Now he might be more mad at Will saying Montenegro than the U.S. I don't know.
Does Albert cycle? Does he bike? Does he watch the...
Albert is actually quite the cycler, and I believe you cycled... No, Albert is not a cycler.
Okay.
A very fun fact about Albert
is he actually played for the minor league team, I believe, Barcelona. Yeah, I did.
In football?
I was, six years old. The football, a.k.a., of course, the soccer. He played for Team Barcelona.
Wow, that's great. Now,
That takes talent.
Yeah, yeah. Who does Albert despise most of all in Europe as a country in way of their football team? Who does he hate most? Which country? England? Is it the Netherlands?
He's like part of us. He hates Chelsea, like we hate Chelsea. Do you remember when we were in England and they would not let us in the game?
I absolutely remember, Jim. They thought that, you know, we were for the, who was it, Naples? I believe the Naples team was there. And for some reason...
Yeah, Italy was there. Clearly, you look Italian. You know, even though you're American, hey, you looked Italian. They were like, no, you had to not do it. We were in the bar outside their stadium, then.
Yeah, what the hell?
Man,
I thought we were going to... I didn't know if we were going to make it out that night, Jim. That was kind of... a scary experience. We didn't have any red or white, right? Those are the colors of Chelsea.
Oh, we had blue on us. We didn't have, you know, whatever Italy's colors are. I don't even care at this moment. I'm seriously angry. You know, I mean, come on, Chelsea. What kind of club is that? I mean, come on. I have to be honest. I cannot let this stand any longer. This is something building up inside of me.
So,
you know, Chelsea football club. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Okay.
So, I don't want to speak about them anymore on the radio show. I don't want to give them any more marketing airtime. They don't deserve it. Albert, tell them to go to hell. I tell them, go to hell.
Yeah, that's... Okay, we have a consensus from Singapore in terms of a hatred to Chelsea football. All right. Now, has Albert been to London? Does he share his hate for all of England? Or is it just strictly because of Chelsea?
I don't like them. Have you been? You've not been to the UK.
Okay.
I think maybe me and you can concur, Dan, that maybe you should go, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what is Albert's second most favorite country in Europe? I imagine his first would be his Catalonia, his nation of Catalonia.
You didn't even say Spain, you said Catalonia. You are absolutely right.
And who would be second? I imagine it might not be Spain.
No, of course not. And if I have to choose, I would say Italy. Really, really good-looking girl there.
Oh, I agree.
I can't argue with that, of course.
Man.
I myself am a quarter Italian. Dan, you are like... you're like 99.9% Italian, but you're just born in the wrong country?
No. Tell Albert that I'm actually, well, as my blood goes, half Italian, more or less half, a quarter Irish, and then a quarter Basque. Tell him that.
Yeah, quite a mix of a little bit of everything.
País Vasco. Tell him that. País Vasco.
You mean Tabasco?
No, I don't mean Tabasco, Jim. I said the Basque country in Spain.
The Basque country.
San Sebastian.
Oh, nice. No, I get it. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Not part of Spain. No.
Yeah. Not
so
part of Spain.
And please, Albert, correct me if I'm wrong, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. So, Catalonia is basically a country inside a country, but technically under Spain. And the Basque country is also on the northwest, north of central northwest of Spain.
Yeah, you got it.
Also, so Albert, actually, I guess Dan don't answer. Albert will know this. So there are technically three countries in Spain. It would be Spain, Catalonia, and Basque country. Is that correct? That's correct. That's the future. Wow, you heard it first. You heard it first. And you may not be announcing your candidacy for governor of New York right now, and I may not be announcing my candidacy for vice president right now, but Albert may be making some major statements saying that he is going to, he himself will split up Spain into three countries. Wow.
Nice.
You won't hear it first season WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yeah, this is big news. I mean, Jim, you are our correspondent in the field, and this is, you know, this would make international headlines. We have, is Albert like Napoleon? Does he want to, like, inflict?
He's now being called by CNN. It's calling him. He's in the other room again. Being called by CNN, BBC, Sky News. I don't know if he'll be available for the rest of the show.
Okay. I think he's probably wanted by some Spanish extremists at this point for those big political statements.
So let me ask a very good question. Albert is actually still here. His phone, he just threw it up against the wall and it's broken. He has no idea to deal with the news reporters, understandably so. Hard enough time dealing with me, and I'm his good friend. And so let me ask you a question, Albert. Why do you feel Catalonia should be separated from Spain?
There's many reasons. I cannot even start it.
Maybe just a quick summary.
Well, because we're different people. I mean, we're completely different people, really open-minded people. And there is, of course, there's also open-minded people in Spain, but since the dictators, dictatorship, after that, there was not a good transition. And still there's the people that were ruling during this dictatorship inside Spain and with the inside institutions. And obviously in Spain, in Catalonia, we were the Republican side. So the losers, they were the losers. So of the war, civil war.
Okay.
So that's why. That's one of the main reasons. So.
Now, Albert, could Catalonia survive economically if it were to be its own country?
I think so. I really believe so. I think I would be the first one to come back to Barcelona if that happens. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well,
he's not only announced the segregation of Spain, but he has now announced that he will come back to Catalonia and he will take control.
Nice. Cool. We're going to go back to the 19th century of military dictatorships. That's awesome.
No, Albert Ferry, no, come on. First time about Albert, of course, he's quite a good guy. Well, it'll be a party land. It'll be like Ibiza, but in Catalonia.
It would be
Ibiza.
All right.
Yes. That's what we all wanted to hear, yes. So now he has support. Now he has support from all the sloppy Americans that we've talked about many times.
Yeah, okay. Great. Now, Jim, what about Will? Is he still in the room with you? Does he want to share any of his experiences in Korea, in Thailand, on his... Jim?
Yeah, Thailand, if I had to compare it to anything, it's like maybe when the Puritans got off the Mayflower.
Uh-huh.
They just back to a new country. Ideals, religion, austerity, maybe like an ascetic monkish lifestyle. That's what I've been living. Self-reflection.
Are you
like that?
Like a Buddhist?
No.
Wow.
And yeah. Good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, play a description from Will. Wow. I mean, he could be a poet, I think, after this. Will, let me ask, what has been your favorite moment, your favorite moment of teaching English in South Korea?
Well, my favorite moment of there's no single one, but the many moments with the students were surely the best part of Korea for me, and why I stayed there an additional year. It's very different, the education system in the U.S. Children are much more attached to the teachers. The class sizes are much smaller, 7 or 8 students. You keep the classes for 2 years if you want them. You spend the entire time with the children. So they're taken from their homes for the first time and thrust into this bizarre situation where they're not allowed to speak their, you know, native tongue. There's this scary white person language. They have no idea what's happening. So it's very difficult at first, but, you know, even though it's hard in the beginning, it helps you know, create a pretty strong connection.
Yeah.
So.
Will actually went 2 years without returning to the U.S. Now, myself only went 8 months. So he actually went 2 years before he ever stepped foot back in the U.S.
Was that...
And, what made you decide to come back to Southeast Asia? You've already returned to the U.S. Now you're back here.
I think... Well, so I went to Thailand when I was working in Korea, and one of my coworkers was finishing his contract there, and he had no obligations or any duties to do, and I had to go back to work. And I just remember sitting there the day before I was returning to Korea, and he had a completely blank slate, and it was a feeling that I was extremely jealous of. So I felt the need. I'd certainly regret if I couldn't try to experience the same thing without any destination goals. That's certainly not a problem.
Now, Will actually is one of the people who was somewhat of my inspiration to come to Singapore. Me and Will previously, we were colleagues, and, you know, when I saw him leave the company that I was previously employed in to go to South Korea to teach English, I was quite jealous. It was quite an amazing, you know, not risk, but amazing thing that he took upon himself to do. And, ever since then, I was like, you know, I want to do that. That's when I really confirmed that it would be my goal to live 6 months abroad and hopefully find a job and work for 6 months as well. If it wasn't for Will, he's another piece of the puzzle. It wouldn't have happened. So I can definitely say that.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone else already heard me talk about everyone else, so no need for the rest.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, what have you guys done in Singapore as for this weekend? Or what did you do today? Did you just simply all gather in? You're in your apartment or Albert's apartment, Jim?
We are in Albert's apartment right now. We actually were exploring some areas in the area. He lives by a street called Geylang, which is it's actually the red light district of Singapore. But it's something that needs to be seen. It has actually some amazing food. So we went here to have some food, have a couple of drinks. And Albert lives right by the area, so we came over here and we're like, hey, let's just do the radio show from here. I wanted to get Albert on the show for some time, and it seemed like the perfect time to do it, so here we are.
Nice. Beautiful.
As for your other question, Dan, actually, Will has been quite the easy guest. We went and saw certain things that needed to be seen in Singapore, but compared to Yassine, much easier, much more cab trips instead of walking miles and miles. So, Happy Will came, of course, in my first American visitor. It means a lot to me. But more importantly, maybe, is the fact that he concurred with taking cabs instead of having to take public transport every single place.
Oh, so Yassine had to take public transport.
Oh, you know Yassine, come on. Let's not even get into him. Come on, we're walking miles.
Yeah.
Like, I lost pounds that week, you know, sweating and, you know, walking. Yeah. You know, he is, like, I wake up every day and it's like, okay, let's walk a marathon and it's done. And then, you know, I mean, God bless him. I saw more of Singapore than I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, Will is very easy going. He's like, yeah, I'll see this, I'll see that, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
My kind of guest, my guy.
Okay.
But, yes, of course, you know, I try to show him everything. The only thing I haven't showed him yet is Sentosa.
Uh-huh.
And actually, Yassine also never saw that. He opted out of that as well.
What is this?
It's an island. I have people visit to. It's very touristy.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe Yassine gets seasick. Maybe he didn't want to take the public boat or canoe over.
Yeah, very likely. Yassine might be listening to us, actually. I hope he is. If you are listening, Yassine, hello. And I hope to see you soon again here in Singapore. In Malaysia working.
What do you mean you think that Yassine is listening to us, Jim? Of course he is. He's like 007 French Moroccan style. He's an all-seeing.
Al-Madina is definitely listening. Yassine, I don't know.
Man.
I don't know which one we're getting to. I don't know.
That's true. Dual personalities or characters. Interesting. All right, fair enough. Now, is Albert Has Albert ever been to the U.S., or is he intending to ever come to the U.S.?
Albert absolutely hates Americans. I didn't tell him that I was from France for like six months here before he would accept that I was from... No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Albert, answer the question.
Yeah, I'm really willing to go to the U.S. Whatever. I think West Coast first.
Okay.
Albert really wants to go see. He heard a lot of good things about that. And I've not told him any good things about the U.S. I told him, like things, just average. But he wants to go to California, specifically San Francisco, which I have not been. You actually went to San Francisco a couple months ago, Dan. Is that correct?
No, I didn't. I was going to go cycle with Sam, but went to Colorado instead. Stayed in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll change that up.
Yeah.
I would
like to get there.
I actually don't like the West Coast at all. I've heard good things about San Francisco and Seattle. But, I don't know. I've told Albert if he ever wants to come to New York, I will show him an amazing time. And I think we'll do a trip at some point where I end up in Barcelona and he ends up in New York.
Yeah. Tell Albert that there's...
What do you think about Albert? Is that something you're interested in doing? He signed up.
Okay, and tell him that upstate New York is a very, very beautiful place, and it's got a lot to do here, too, if he likes doing anything outside. But anyway, Jim, I think you do a disfavor, or you don't justify in saying that you don't like the West Coast purely because you were only in L.A. Is that correct?
Okay, so fair enough. So, I only went to L.A., and I have to say I was quite disappointed. I'm not a Hollywood kind of guy. I don't want that. I don't need it. It was just quite pathetic. Will, have you ever been to the West Coast?
Yeah, I went to L.A. and didn't like it. I liked San Diego, and I went to San Luis Obispo, a little north of there, like Central California. I'm not a huge fan.
Uh-huh.
I only spent 10 days there.
So, see, there you go. There's two people we concur. There's two out of three people. Hey, who knows? I would like to check out San Francisco, and I would also like to check out Seattle, time permitting.
Yeah.
Why do you want to go to the West Coast, Albert? What have you heard good about it?
I come to know a girl from San Francisco. She told me that really nice to put there, so that's fair enough.
Yeah, Albert makes sense. Maybe when Albert goes to California, they'll break away as their own country too.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Well, I actually really like traveling in California, but when I said that, it was just okay. I don't think I'd like to live there. But I'd definitely encourage anybody to spend a few weeks there.
Now, Will, how did you get around when you were in California? Did you fly to the different locations, or did you take a rental car, or how was it that you got around?
My brother was living there, so he drove us everywhere. Thank God. They're maniacs. That's no problem traveling there, but to live with that insanity and just gridlock.
He lives in L.A., you mean?
But it's a good place. So I want to qualify my statement and say,
all right. But you have a much.
I will say also, of course, travel, get out there, see what you can see. Maybe skip LA, but of course we all were promoting travel on this show. And hey, if it wasn't for travel, I wouldn't know Albert. I wouldn't. I probably maybe would still know Will. But travel, we're really putting you and I together, Dan, and we're on the show together. So, we're promoting travel, so let's travel.
Yeah, great. Great. Jim, let's see. Why don't we talk about road trips? Now, who, if anyone, would you really, amongst your friends, not trust on a road trip with? Or who would you most want to go on a road trip with? Or who would amongst you, Will, and Albert be the one to drive? And who would probably be the one who got kicked out of the car?
Ah, very interesting. So with 5 minutes left, you asked this question. It's going to miss the whole new show, that question, but I will say one thing. I don't know if I ever go on a road trip with you, Dan. No, I'm just kidding. Man, it would be an interesting road trip. Have we been to Atlantic City together, you and I?
Yeah. I think we were in the same car. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I think at the end, I think we were out. I think we were, you know, you were cycling, and I was in the car.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm just kidding. I'd be fine traveling with you. I'm just kidding. But I wouldn't see a problem traveling with either Albert or Will or you. But that's a big topic. With 5 minutes left in the show, we can't cover that. Too big.
Okay.
We'll get really into it. It'll be fun. It'll be a great conversation. But is Effie there? Are we taking over Effie's hour again, or what?
No, Effie has. He is taking a hiatus. And last I knew, we had Luke from last show. He was here. Luke, who had been to, had lived in London for a time, Jim. And he took control of the panels quite nicely. But that was 3 weeks ago. And there's no one showing as of right now. So it's just me in the studio.
Maybe we're starting our show today, possibly. There's the viewers, if, you know, they go outside and bring the picket sign that we want more. We want more encore. Maybe we'll continue.
I just heard a lot of noise right outside, but it was only it was only the speed up SUV with a big bass shaking the windows here in the studio. And thank God it's gone.
I understand that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jim, what a great show. I'm glad you had you brought Albert and Will along, and thanked them very
much. Big thank you to Will and Albert. They were both kind of not keen on joining, and they did end up speaking, so thank you both.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll hear again from both of them at some point in the future. Will maybe again in the Hudson studio, and Albert, of course, here in Singapore. And maybe at some point we will have that show live from Barcelona, you, I, and Albert.
Yeah. Perfect. When is Will returning to the U.S.?
Unknown, am I right? Well, when will you be returning?
Most likely a month or 6 weeks.
Nice. Well, hey, Will, have a great time for that duration, and hope you experience as much as you can out there, 13,000 miles away. And when you get back, let me know if you want to recap all of that time. With a show here in the studio, you're more than welcome. And Jimmy can be alone on the other end, or he can be with Albert, or he can. We'll see what his situation is.
Yeah, well, thanks for the offer. I will try and take you up on it. I can't say it'll be that interesting, but
I'm sure it will. To the contrary.
I hear from him again, but of course, you know Will. So I'm sure you'll hear from him again. Maybe not on the radio. Capacity, but thank you guys both for being on the show, and Dan, I guess I'll pass it off to you, and thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, great, Jim. All right, we will be on again. I believe Easter Sunday would be our next showing. We always hit the holidays, so here we are signing off. Luke is in studio. He's going to give another great show. What we got in store today, Luke? Anything spectacular?
I'm hoping my friend Terry McCann shows up to play some live music in the studio today.
Oh, sweet. You hear that, Jim? We got, wait a minute. Jimmy is gone. So, all right. Oh, here he is again. Okay, live music coming up in the studio is, we're hopeful. So that's what Luke is going to be doing. All right, Jimmy, adios, sayonara, masalama. Now boarding is finished as of this episode. I will talk to you in a couple weeks. Say farewell, and thank you for, once again, your correspondence in the field. I see that you got credentials. You're as our official correspondent now. So thank you. Say goodbye.
Yeah, of course. Adios, amigos.
All right.
Thank you, Albert, for the translation.
Okay. Adios.